Madam Strange, Teller of the Future. Book 3, Web of Lies. Chapter 17. So, where do we start? Monica asked. The same place I started with Jerry and Winnie, the Internet. What's that? I guess it was still pretty new when you died. It's an essential resource now. What was this Craig's guy's last name? Edwards. Let me Google him. Do what to him? Look him up. Bianca typed in Craig's name. There are quite a few here. We'll have to check them out. Just tell me where to go, Monica said. You can move that fast? I can be anywhere in the blink of an eye. All I need is a location. There must be some sort of ghost GPS, Bianca thought. Okay, let's do the local ones first. Maybe he's still around here. She gave Monica an address. Monica disappeared. Bianca waited anxiously. Monica arrived back a few minutes later. He's too old. Give me another one. Bianca read another address. Monica vanished. That one was too young. Can't you narrow it down? The more details you look for, the less accurate the information becomes. It's the nature of the beast. Google is notoriously unreliable. Then why use it? It's the best thing out there right now. Okay, well, do your best. Use your intuition or something. How about a birth year? When were you born? 1977, Monica replied. Bianca added the year to see if it made a difference. There are still a few. It seems to be a popular name. Stop procrastinating. Give me an address. Bianca read off another address and Monica vanished. Bianca got up and found the keys to her RV. She inserted them in the ignition and then hurried back to her laptop on the table. If she could drive away fast enough, there was a chance Monica wouldn't be able to locate her again. He was a black guy. Bianca searched again. Here's another one. She gave Monica the address and Monica vanished. Bianca never made it to the driver's seat. It's him! No, all we have to do is decide how to punish him, Monica said. Bianca now had a new problem. It was how to prevent Monica from taking revenge on Craig Edwards. We? She said. You promised to help me. I promised to help you find him. And I did. In return, you promised to leave the Bixbys alone. I'm expecting you to keep your promise. Is that a threat? I've never threatened anyone, and I won't start now. Then you will help me finish what I need to do. No. My obligation to you is finished. What happens now is between you and Craig Edwards. But I can't do anything without you. Why is that? Bianca asked. I can't hurt him. I'm a ghost. Only another living person can harm him. I need you. Monica's lack of understanding regarding her ghostly abilities surprised Bianca. Maybe it's a good thing she thinks she needs me, Bianca thought. She doesn't, but she doesn't know that. I won't harm him, Monica. That's not what I do. You have to, or I will punish the Bixbys. How? You just said you can't do anything to them. Not the living ones. The children. Winnie and Jerry. I can do something to them. They're part of my realm, not yours. Bianca knew Monica was correct. She had seen what ghosts did to other ghosts and never forgot the horror she witnessed. Monica vanished. Bianca felt grateful she was gone. She needed time to think. There were many moving parts to this crisis, and she couldn't decide which were the most important. Should she concentrate on protecting the living Bixbys, the ghost Bixbys, or Craig Edwards? Or Bianca asked herself, maybe I should focus on Monica. She's the key to everything. She's the spider who wove the web. Tell me everything you can remember about Monica, Bianca said. We were best friends, Darla replied. There's a lot to tell. Why do you ask? I need to find a possible weakness. There might be something in her past I can use to stop her from hurting anyone. I thought she just wanted to hurt Craig Edwards. He kind of deserves it, don't you think? I don't accept that. Moreover, she seems capable of hurting other people. She's already threatened your family. I think she's unstable and capable of anything. You're starting to scare me. Good. You should be scared. You're dealing with strange, powerful things. You can't possibly imagine how bad this could get. I'm trying to stop anything worse from happening. Darla and Monica spent almost all their time together in school and out. They never argued, and often joked that they were like sisters, but closer than sisters could ever be. Monica had a real sister. Darla did not. However, she had Monica. Weakness, Darla. I'm looking for weakness. Something that happened in her childhood or adolescence. Something that hurt or changed her. Did you ever have to help her with a problem or trauma? There was only one thing in all those years that I knew her. It was a big one. Her dad died suddenly when she was about 10. Her mom was never the same. Monica had to step in and take care of her younger sister and brothers, but not all the time. Some aunts and uncles helped out too. Monica was never the same either, but she and I remained steadfast friends. She told me stuff that was going on, but she handled it. I admired her. Maybe she was hiding her deepest feelings. About what? Losing her dad? Having to take care of her siblings? Worrying about her mother? That's a lot for a kid to handle. She had to assume adult responsibility fast. She had no choice. But maybe it warped her. What do you mean? Maybe she remained a little 10-year-old girl inside and just hid her real self from everyone. Did you ever see her cry? Not once. She told me she wasn't allowed to. Who told her she wasn't allowed to cry? Her mother? No, I think it was Monica herself. Bianca suspected Monica's anger was not directed only at Craig. Much of her panic came from her father's death. It had robbed Monica of normal life. A child's strong, uncontrollable emotions raged within her as she took on new responsibilities. Then Craig robbed Monica of her own life. Now Monica had nothing left to lose. Bianca knew she was likely to be illogical, unresponsive to reason or argument, and unpersuadable. Bianca didn't want to stop Monica with force. She preferred healing Monica by changing her from within. Bianca had to think of a way to do that. It would start with making Monica want to give up her desire for revenge on Craig Edwards. If she could accept the fact that she could do nothing to change what happened in the past and see revenge as useless, perhaps she could find healing for her other traumas as well. She persuaded Monica to sit for a reading. She got out the crystal ball, set it on the small table, and waited for Monica to appear. It was a trick. Ghosts don't have futures because they are outside time. They don't exist at all. Monica didn't know that. Bianca did. Ghosts do have past, however, and Bianca hoped she could expose Monica's past while pretending to read her future. Bianca might find a key that could open Monica and heal her pain. She would have to come up with believable lies to distract Monica while probing her deepest secrets. If she couldn't heal the pain, Bianca feared she wouldn't be able to do anything to stop Monica from hurting people, alive or dead. "This is a new one for me," Bianca said after Monica appeared across the table. "I've never read a ghost future before. Look, I only consented to this to find out how I might achieve my revenge. I'm not sure it will work, but at least I might get some ideas from it. Fine by me. Shall we get started?" Monica nodded. "Close your eyes and relax," Bianca told her. "I'll watch the ball and see what happens." A bright flash almost blinded Bianca. What the hell was that, she wondered. Monica didn't seem to notice. The flash was followed by a deluge of overlapping images that made no sense. Bianca thought the crystal ball might overheat. Then she saw a pattern. One image dominated all the others. It was a man. His face changed from memory to memory, but Bianca recognized him each time he appeared. She tried to think of a way to ask Monica who he was. "Are you seeing anything?" Monica asked impatiently. "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. So how do I get my revenge?" "Well, I haven't seen anything in your future yet. So far, I'm only seeing what I assume is your past. Sometimes it just works that way." "I already know my past, Bianca." You do, but the ball doesn't. It has to catch up." "Tell it to hurry up." "There's one thing I'm noticing."
"What's that?"
"The same person keeps appearing. A man. I've seen his face maybe 100 times since we started. He's always smiling." "Oh, that's my dad."
"Wow.
You must have loved him very much to recall him so fondly."
"I did, but I don't anymore.
He hurt me really badly." Bianca recalled that Darla told her Monica's father died when she was 10. She hoped Monica would tell her about what happened. "How did he hurt you?"
"I don't want to talk about it. It has nothing to do with my revenge on Craig."
"Suit yourself, but I can't work with you unless you're honest with me."
"Drop it!"
Bianca suspected she might have just found the key to Monica's pain. She waited. More images flashed by in the crystal ball. Monica sat silently, impatient for the reading to produce a result. There was only one outcome she wanted.
"This is a waste of time," she'd exclaimed, frustrated.
"It's not finished yet."
"Well, I'm finished. That thing's a joke. You're a fraud. I did what you wanted. Now you have to do what I want."
Bianca remained silent.
"Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have to move on."
Yeah, but I don't."
"You refuse to help me? I can hurt you too, you know."
"No, you can't, and you know it." Bianca knew the opposite was true, but Monica seemed unaware of what she could do if she fervently wanted to. It was time to bluff.
"Monica, I'm really trying to help you. That's all I'm trying to do. You don't seem to realize how mistaken you are about wanting to take revenge."
"Mistaken? How?"
"Did you ever hear of karma?
Oh, it's bullshit."
"It's real. If you do what you want to all the people you've threatened, you will incur bad karma that will haunt you for eons. You can't escape it."
"I don't believe you."
"I'm telling you the truth," Bianca lied. "Let me help you find another way. There is no other way, but Bianca.
I think there is, and I'm the right person to help you find it. I know a lot you don't know about the supernatural. I can help end your suffering.
Until that moment, Monica hadn't realized she was suffering. She didn't know what to say. Bianca waited. The crystal ball sat empty of images. It had done its job. It opened Monica so Bianca could reach within her and offer her healing. However, Monica had to invite Bianca in.
The reason why you saw my father so much in your crystal ball is that he died when I was 10, Monica explained. I never stopped thinking about him. I made an effort to remember every single moment he and I were together going back to my infancy. I wanted to freeze those memories in my mind and never let them fade. They didn't, and I was happy. Even though he was gone, at least I still had my memories of him. Until...
Monica paused. She seemed ready to cry. Bianca waited for Monica to continue.
I know this is hard, Monica, but you can trust me. Just tell me everything.
It's too painful.
I can end your pain.
No one can end it. It will be with me for as long as I exist.
It is me.
I disagree. Your pain can end and you can go on, but only if you want to.
I don't believe you.
Why don't you just tell me what happened and then you can let me help you?
Monica recounted the circumstances of her murder.
After Craig hit me hard, I was laying there, and I knew I was dying. I was hurt and angry, but also strangely happy.
Happy? Why?
I didn't want to die, but I knew he'd be my daddy again. That made it almost okay.
You loved him very much and missed him very much, Bianca commented.
Monica nodded. And then it was what happened after I died that ripped my soul to shreds.
What happened? Bianca asked.
I found him right away.
The world of the dead is a strange place. It seems that families gravitate together. It just happens. I don't know how.
He must have been happy to see you, even though you were dead. Monica broke down and cried, but there was no wetness. Ghost tears are eerily dry, but the feelings are real.
He wasn't glad to see me.
Bianca didn't know what to say. She needed to take Monica into the darkest regions of her pain, but knew the hurt would increase the closer Monica came to the source. Bianca had to know what that source was so she could heal Monica. She hoped Monica would finish the journey before the pain became overwhelming. Could her father be the source?
What do you mean, Monica? Tell me what happened.
I found my daddy. I went up to him. I threw my arms around him. I was happy. Overjoyed. Can you imagine it? I was truly happy that I was dead, just because I got to see my daddy again.
But something happened.
I expected him to be as happy as I was.
But he wasn't.
Monica shook her head.
He didn't even know me. He didn't say my name, smile at me, or call me his favorite daughter like he used to joke. There was nothing. I felt devastated.
I'm sorry, Monica.
Sorry doesn't cut it. My daddy didn't know me, or at least he pretended not to know me. I don't know which is worse. Anyway, I hated him at that moment. I hated the world I just came from, and I hated everyone I knew in that world, not just Craig Edwards who murdered me, but everyone else I knew, including Darla.
What happened with your father wasn't his fault.
Well, whose fault was it then?
There's something you should know. Some people, like you, retain all their memories after they die. Other people lose everything. They don't even know their names. Everything gets stripped away when they cross over to the afterlife. I think that's what happened to your father.
You mean my daddy doesn't hate me?
Not really?
It's sad to say, but your father doesn't even know you, or himself for that matter. He doesn't know anything about this world.
How could that even happen?
Some people believe it has something to do with reincarnation, but I'm not familiar with all the details. Maybe your daddy's stay in the afterlife was supposed to be temporary. Maybe he was coming back.
To me?
Well, to someone. Monica became excited.
No, I see it now. He was coming back to me. He was waiting there until I got married and pregnant, and he would have been my first child. Craig Edwards stole my daddy from me. I'm going to punish him so fucking bad.
Oh, God, we're back here again, Bianca thought. I had hoped we could get past this.